From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. So you think you're a book nerd? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's time once again for Boise's Ultimate Book Nerd Book Club Challenge. The challenge is to read 50 books within the year based on 50 different challenge categories. I could read the 50 books. I don't know about the different categories. Maggie Dumont and Eliza Ruby are librarians in the Boise Public Library System who oversee the club, and they sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about how the club has caught fire in the Treasure Valley.
You've got to be over the moon with the level of not just participation, but how exciting that engagement has become.
Yes, we have a very active Facebook group. They are so excited about it. They're always sharing what they're reading, giving each other ideas. Mm-hmm. And we almost doubled our finishers from last year.
Mm-hmm. So first, let's do the elevator speech. What do you tell a stranger? One or both of you describe this competition, if you will.
Yeah. So the Ultimate Book Nerd is your chance to prove that you are, in fact, a book nerd of the ultimate variety. So the challenge is to read 50 books within the year and based on 50 different challenge categories that we have assigned. And so if you can do that, you can prove that you are the ultimate book nerd in Boise, and we will get you some swag to prove this to the world.
I was really impressed of how many people not only accomplished this and how many accomplished it well before the end of the year last year.
Yeah, it was incredible how many people finished. I mean, even in August, halfway through the year, people were finishing already and asking us when the swag was ready. So, so it's been great.
So again, you've got, 50 books? We've got to read 50 books, but there are 50 prompts or 50 categories. Well, let's just get into it. Yeah. Give me an example or a couple of examples.
Yeah, so this year's challenge includes a huge variety of categories. We're really excited about this year. We have everything from nature writing to
fantasy. Yeah. We even have one about read a book by a Basque author or about Basque culture.
Or a book of essays, you know, mm-hmm. So nonfiction, fiction.
But it gets really interesting when it's the subset of fiction and nonfiction. So give me some examples of that. Give me some of the more quirkier prompts.
Ooh, quirky prompts. Let's see. We have a book from the 800s in the Dewey Decimal System. So you have to browse through our nonfiction collection and find a book in the 800s. Yeah.
We have a category that is read a book that the narrator is not the main character. Mm-hmm. So something like The Great Gatsby would fit for that.
Yeah, we have a graphic novel adaptation of a classic. So that's like Little Women has been turned into a graphic novel. The Diary.
Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, Frankenstein. What else?
And also read a book with recipes, mm-hmm. which there are a lot of cozy mysteries that have recipes as well as a story, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of fried green tomatoes right off the gate, Dan.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah. And then all the participants, I mean, they're engaging. This Facebook page is pretty vibrant.
They are amazing.
Engagement, not just a sense of pride, look at what I did, but hey, here's an idea.
Yeah, we love our community. We love our Facebook group. They are so incredible. They make our job easy.
Super easy. Yeah. We don't have to post hardly at all anymore because they all give each other ideas and what they liked and didn't like. And it's been pretty amazing.
And we still get in there to post because we just enjoy it so much. But yeah, they've made our job really easy.
And to be sure, when someone is challenged with one of those prompts, you've mm-hmm. got ideas and the other nerds have ideas. Yes?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they can always reach out to us. In fact, one of our challenge category that will always be there is to get a book recommended by a library staff member. And that is because we are here and we want to talk about books with you.
People, by the way, can jump in to the pool at any point. It's not as if you have had to start in January, right?
Oh, yeah, correct. And if they read anything in January, if they didn't find out about this challenge until, you know, they're listening right now, anything that they've read throughout this year, 2023 so far, so anything in January and now in February can count towards their challenge category. So they don't have to start, you know, in February or March and then try and still read 50 books.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Can I ask each of you, I always beg for recommendations. Can each of you recommend something to read?
Yes, absolutely.
Always.
So actually, I am currently have read 16 books already this year, which I'm pretty proud of. But my favorite so far has been the Temeraire series by Naomi Novik. And it can fit into several categories, but I've put it, the first book, which is His Majesty's Dragon. And that I put in the first book in a series category. And it's, think about the Napoleonic War era, but with dragons. It's pretty fantastic.
And then I have been enjoying, immensely enjoying Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. I'm using that for nature writing. It could also fit as an indigenous author or a book of essays.
My next book is The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco. And it's about a Benedictine monk who has to investigate a bunch of murders.
I know this book really, really well. I love this story. It reads
That's
like
a really
a
exciting
great crime thriller. Fantastic.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And so I am using that one for The narrator. Mm-hmm. That's not the main character.
And I'm also right now reading Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez, and I am using that as my romance for this year. It's a contemporary romance. It's a very sweet story, just a light read. It's balancing out some of the heavier stuff that happens with nature writing, you know, so I'm getting a healthy balance in my books right now.
Is it fair to say that the demographic is pretty wide here, right, as far as participation?
Yeah, it's been wide. We have just about everybody. We have a wonderful teacher who is taking her elementary school kids through the challenge that we've been in contact with. And we have a number of people who are retired, and this is kind of their retirement hobby that they're trying out, and everyone in between.
Yes. I will say that the only difference, we did make one change this year, and that's with the last couple of years, we've done a book challenge list for kids and then a separate one for adults. This year, it's just one list, but kids only have to read 30 out of the 50, but adults and teens still have to read all 50.
Mm-hmm. Librarians Maggie Dumont and Eliza Ruby work in the Boise Public Library System, and they oversee the Ultimate Book Nerd Book Club. And they were speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about their book challenge. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.